I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Easter Sunday was the deadline for Christians from South Sudan to either leave the North or be stripped of their rights. Since the secession from the North, the Khartoum government has begun registering South Sudanese as foreigners. So what does the future hold for the church? Chaos means it's hard to lay down any kinds of plans for ministry. Open Doors' Carl Moeller says while that won't stop the gospel, please pray for believers trapped in that situation.
This is a church that has endured great suffering and has come through that suffering with a profound faith. They truly believe that God has a plan through all of the turmoil and all of the persecution that they're enduring.
Next, Mali's new president took office this week. Already, he's faced with wrestling the country back into order after a coup, a takeover bid by Islamists, and a Tuareg rebel insurgency. With 200,000 internally displaced people, the new leader's also facing a major humanitarian crisis. Southern Baptist International Mission Board evacuated personnel from the region, but due to the continued chaos, there's no timeline for getting back into Mali. So pray boldness and wisdom for the indigenous partners. And the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom placed India on the watch list for 2012. The report says justice in religious violence cases is slow and ineffective, especially in states with anti-conversion laws. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Don Edwards agrees. Two of their teams were attacked within the last couple of weeks. First, a children's Bible club worker and then a church pastor were beaten and then threatened. But does the violence stop the gospel?
After about a month, he came back to same village and was conducting a worship service. And again, he was arrested by the police for conducting a worship service.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.